I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Eventually, the rain's going to stop, and the lakes and rivers of West Virginia will get back to a normal fishable level. Between now and then, you probably ought to review the changes to the 2020 fishing regulations for West Virginia, and we'll do that in a moment for today's report. The 2020 fishing regulations are now in print, but if you're wondering what the difference is from last year, Mark Scott is Assistant Chief of Fisheries at the DNR. He says one of the biggest ones involves protecting the candy darter.
The candy darter was listed as endangered by the Fish and Wildlife Service, so we had to work with them and set some special regs. So if you're fishing, there's a list of streams, but I think it's on page 11 of the regulations. If you're fishing for trout upstream of Summersville Dam on any of those streams or in the Camp Creek or the creek there at Babcock, it's Glen Creek of Man's Creek, you cannot use any fish for bait. And you cannot even possess any fish other than game fish.
Now, the idea there is to keep other non-native variegate darters out of that part of the watershed where they have been aggressively breeding out the endangered candy darter. Another change this year involves walleye regulations.
Just made some minor changes to the walleye regulations. Basically, from Winfield Dam upstream, it's all walleye under the 20 to 30 slot limit. Anything between 20 and 30 inches, you got to throw back. You can only keep two, and only one can be over. But we extended it up to include tributaries, all tributaries, because there's some pretty good little streams where fish are known to run up in. So it was just kind of filling in a loophole.
Now, most of us are lucky enough to catch one or two muskies a year, but occasionally a good day can happen or in good streams, so the agency's made some change to the muskie regs as well.
The daily limit from muskie, tiger muskie, northern pike was moved to one from two, but yeah, very few people keep any anyway, so I doubt they'll have much of an impact.
And also for 2020, the DNR has changed a longstanding regulation on three southern West Virginia lakes where the regulation no longer made a difference.
Beach Fork, Bluestone, and Artie Bailey were changed. For some reason, years ago, there was a 30 fish limit in places where we had white bass. Now we have to buy hybrid stripers to stock, and there's no sense in letting people keep 30 of them when they're going to get up well over 15 inches. So
you can read all about those changes in the 2020 Fishing Regs booklet, available at all licensed retailers and your local DNR office. As always, if you have questions, you can make a call to that local district office for more clarification. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.